This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So this show is about you and the choices you make every day and how to not only get more money out of these choices, but more value. This week in How We Live Money, a special edition of our show.
Carmen.
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 Carmen. Carmen, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. Your resolutions for 2014. We're going to profile four listeners and introduce their goals for the new year. And we're going to follow them through to see how things are going. Also, to offer a hand when needed. Let's start in Oakland, California with Nina. She's 49, a single parent with a daughter who just started college. Welcome to the show, Nina.
Thank you.
So, Nina, tell me, what are your financial resolutions for 2014?
My first resolution, first and foremost, is to be financially set for retirement, which isn't too far off. So I have to figure out what to do to build my nest egg a little more stronger. And my second resolution is finding out how to find greater tax shelters to make sure that I'm not giving Uncle Sam too much of my hard-earned money. And then there's a few other resolutions.
The tax shelter. Only pay what you owe, right? That's my mantra.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nina, let's talk first about you want to be financially set for retirement. What does that mean? Give me some detail on anything you've put in place or numbers you want to see to make that happen.
I think at a minimum, I would need about $1 million. I'm not a big spender, but I'm nowhere near $1 million. So I need to figure out how to grow my nest egg. So I have a few different buckets, if you will. I have 401ks. I have IRAs. I have a pension, and when the company makes available opportunities to contribute, I contribute at the max.
What's the full total of all those accounts combined to give an idea of how far off you are from your goal?
Right. I'm about 350 right now.
In terms of reaching that goal, how much can you set aside, or how much have you been setting aside or wish to every month? Is that number going to change, or do you think, is it something else you're looking to invest in?
It could change, but here's a couple. Another thing that I'm interested in is retiring abroad when I do retire to make my money go even further. So that might mean putting dollars towards something else that I hadn't anticipated at this time.
Oh my goodness. You know what's coming to my mind right now? I'm mildly obsessed with, and I'm sure you will be too once you hear this, House Hunters International, HGTV. Let this be an ad for that. But it's really, that's where you see a lot of folks who are retiring who want to live abroad. But before we get there, because I want to get you there, let's talk about your other assets. So you have those retirement savings assets and you have your home. So how much in terms of equity do you own in percentage wise?
I would guesstimate around 300,000 in equity.
How much left on the mortgage?
Oh, left on the mortgage, I have 49,000.
Okay, so you are in great shape on that house, and you're just paying the mortgage, correct?
Well, I do pay the mortgage, but every month I pay additional, and I know I pay a ridiculous amount in additional that I could be putting somewhere else. I am able to pay an extra $2,000 per month in order to make that mortgage go away a lot quicker.
Okay, Nina, so here's where I'm going to dig with you, though.
Okay.
Let me interrupt because I'm going to dig with you here.
Go ahead.
Why do you want to pay off that mortgage?
I think it's an old school sentiment and a sense of security that if I no longer have that mortgage and the economy tanks and I don't have my job, then I don't have that debt hanging over my head.
Okay, work with me here, Nina, because now I'm going to get you to hop to another spot. Where is that $2,000 a month coming from?
That is actually from an emergency fund. So as long as there's 10 to 12 months within that emergency fund, then I'm feeling comfortable with funneling it there.
Nina, I am fanning myself right now. Because here's the thing, Nina, now I'm going to ask you this. If the emergency fund is depleted, your mortgage is not your only bill. What I tend to see with, and I absolutely respect old school and I understand it, what I tend to see are folks who do that, pay off the mortgage, and don't save up enough money for retirement. They end up house rich, cash poor, which I know I've mentioned before. I'm leading you to the well, so to speak, Nina. Let me lead you to the well.
And I will drink.
Please. So the tax deduction for the mortgage interest would go away. And you mentioned that one of your resolutions is to find greater tax shelters. But here's the thing. You could reach that million if you put more money into retirement. But what I don't want you to do is drain that emergency savings.
Right.
Because then what?
Then I'm in a bad position.
Then what, Nina? Then what? And I'll give you an example. So here's where the old school comes from, because that's who I was raised by, right? The idea of completely paying off that mortgage. That came from a time when we were paying 17, 18% on mortgages. What's your interest rate on your mortgage now?
It's about 4.5.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It's an incredibly low cost borrowing asset. You're borrowing against an asset, very low cost to you. What I would love for you to do is I'd love for you to be able to keep that house, but keep it and also have the money to be able to pay for all the rest of your bills.
Right.
If you disagree, Nina, you tell me. You set me straight.
No, I can definitely do it because, and I know that part of me knew that it wasn't the most strategic thing to do.
Yeah. And the thing is here is that, you know, if you think about how much mortgages used to cost, understand that loan that you have against your home is also a way of sharing a little bit of risk with the bank. So it's a small price that you're paying to, in essence, be able to put your money someplace else while your home grows in value, which hopefully now it will continue to grow. Now, here's a question, though. If that $2,000 a month was coming from your emergency savings, and I'd love for you to keep your emergency savings, where is more money going to come from to put into your retirement accounts?
That money there can be funneled to retirement. And then, so I was thinking some other things to do with that money is I like the 401k that I have with my old company. I was thinking about mimicking that. But I think part of my issue is going back to the tax shelter. You know, historically, I've been saving with the IRAs, right? Before I was able to get deductions for that, but now I'm no longer eligible for that. So right now it feels like I have everything that I do doesn't provide any sort of a tax shelter.
Yeah, the 401k that you have with your employer, your previous, let's say you roll it into your current if you like what your choices are and you're not, the fees aren't out of this world. And then you mentioned, so you have another traditional IRA as well?
Yes, I have a few of them.
There is a max that you can contribute every year. And this is one of those things where I hate to give people this news, but when it comes to IRA accounts, there absolutely is a max that you can put in them combined. So the maximums are not per plan so much as per person. Because imagine if millionaires decided, I'm just going to have 10,000 IRAs and max each one out. So there is a limit to how much we can save that is tax sheltered. So as long as you're maxing those things out, you may want to consider then also saving on your own if you need and can save more. But just look at doing it yourself in such a way that you save money on fees. So, for example, a Fidelity or a Vanguard, where you can go to a discount brokerage, have lots of information, go with index funds that don't have management fees. And if you keep your fees low, at least you're paying attention and at least you're saving and hopefully growing your money that way.
And that's good because I have looked at Vanguard. That's one of the mutual fund families I was looking at. I will look at that because I am maxed out everywhere in terms of IRAs, you know, for myself and the 401k. So I'll just have to bite the bullet and go ahead and get some personalized funds to keep investing in.
That's a really good strategy, Nina. But stay with me for a moment. We're going to have a short break and then we'll continue our conversation about your financial resolution. To Nina right now from Oakland, talking about her financial New Year's resolutions. I never asked you this, and this is a very, very important question. How old or what age do you want to retire?
Well, I'm realistic, so I no sooner than 65 because I've got still a good ways to go before I hit that goal. I'm going to go with 65, and you know, if I have to work a little longer, I'll just have to work a little longer.
Okay, and would that be the time that you would like to move?
Yes.
Okay. And you plan on traveling to these countries or to where you're interested in ahead
of
time, right? Okay.
Right. I'm going to start doing that this year.
Okay. So that's going to be another additional cost for you this year. So here's what I want you to do. Your two resolutions, which you told me in the beginning, one, financially set for retirement, and two, greater tax shelters. So number two may not be possible simply because you can only max out your tax shelter so much. But
okay.
Number one, we can absolutely get you there. Really focus on saving up money for your retirement. Please protect that emergency fund. At least have a year's worth in there. And then any additional funds you can split between bulking up your retirement and a little bit to travel so you can figure out where you want to go.
That sounds good.
And if I check on you mm-hmm. later on, will you be able to tell me that you're not prepaying your mortgage?
It's funny. It's like,
Come on now.
Can I do that? I know, right? Yeah, I've been conditioned for so long to do that.
And I know you people, you can yes me all you want, but I'll be like elf on the shelf. I'll be watching you, Nina.
Right.
And I'll be saying, well, when you write that check, you think of me in your ear going, Nina.
Don't do that. I know.
You can't take the house to the grocery store. The house won't pay the bills.
Right, or buy clothes. Right, absolutely. So, yes, I can go cold turkey. I can do it.
Wonderful, wonderful, Nina. And here's my other resolution for you for this year. Learn some Spanish, some Espanol, so you mm-hmm. can do your travels and mm-hmm. enjoy retirement
absolutely.
In the sun.
Absolutely. Good advice. Great advice.
Thanks, Nina. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we're going to check in on Nina next month, see how she's doing. But what kind of money resolutions do you have in mind to begin the new year, 2014, right? Share your stories at marketplacemoney.org.